Up next is Valkyrie Celeste.
Let's go back to the beginning, back to when the earth, the sun, the stars all align. And perfect didn't feel so perfect. Trying to fit a square into a circle was no lie. I'd fight. Let the rain fall down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away my sanity. 'Cause I wanna feel the thunder, I wanna scream. Let the rain come down, I'm coming clean. I'm coming clean. Oh, I'm shedding every color, trying to find a pigment. Oh, and different, didn't feel so different. And going out is better than always staying in. Feel the wind. Let the rain fall down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away my sanity. 'Cause I wanna feel the thunder, I wanna scream. Let the rain fall down, I'm coming clean. Oh, I'm coming clean. Let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. I'm coming. Let the rain fall down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away my sanity. 'Cause I wanna feel the thunder, I wanna scream. Let the rain fall down, I'm coming clean. Oh, coming clean. Oh, coming clean. Let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. I'm coming clean. Oh, 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 oh. Let's go back to the beginning.
I got this.
Take two. Action.
And that was Valkyrie Celeste with "Come Clean" by Hilary Duff.
Okay. Who is pregnant?
Yeah.
Damn it, Amber, you beat me again.
So.
Keep beating her to it.
I don't know if you guys noticed, I'm pretty sure you did, but it sounded like this was a vocally removed track.
I'm pretty sure it's a legit backtrack.
I think it's a legit backtrack.
Wow. I think it was a legit backtrack that was just when it was uploaded or downloaded from YouTube didn't come out in the best quality.
Okay, because like I totally was listening to Hilary Duff singing in the background the entire time.
I thought that was just background vocals.
Oh no, this was just background vocals.
Background vocals.
Like, song.
It had that distorted sound to me, and like
they sounded very vacant for me.
Wow. Sorry. Okay. Well, because, like, my first note is a lot of reverb, and it was loud, and I'm like, well, maybe it was loud to cover up, like, the background backtrack vocals.
Well,
but I think that her mixer just mixed her really loud this time. I don't know who mixed
mix
it
her.
Well, like, I don't know. You guys have heard her more than I have, so, like, this is just what I've found out.
Rain, this is the one I told you about, that she's blind, so other people mix for her.
So, like, her mixer kind of rotates depending on who's available.
That explains... I need a filed away. Got it. Okay, good.
We need to, like, have, like a quick list of all the stuff that, like, everyone needs to know about VH shows.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever happened to the VH Wikipedia? Just saying. Just saying, they... Dylan. Just saying.
I asked to bring it back, but he's... Yeah. Anyway.
Moving on, Rain.
Okay, so... I can't think of the proper term, but it sounded like, I want to say pitchy, but it's not pitchy because it didn't go flat or sharp. It was just the whole, the rising and the falling of the, what's that term?
It was the break in her between head and chest.
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, the tone rising, the tone rising up and down, like how loud.
Was she sliding, or?
Yes, that's it.
Like sliding in pitch or sliding in volume? I don't know.
Volume.
Crescendos.
Oh, that's.
That's the freaking term.
No good mixer. I guess.
I liked it. I just think it would have sounded a lot better if it was balanced better, but that's more of a mixing thing. I felt like the ad-libbing, though, in some of it didn't sound very confident, like, very little unsure for the ad-libbing portions. And at times, I felt like the upper range got a little bit screechy. Some of it got a little flat as well. I felt like some of the longer tones had a little bit of vibrato to it that I don't think was more than necessary. And then, I don't know if y'all caught this, but, like, at the very, very end of the track, there was...
Yeah.
That was that sound that, when you mix it, when you, like, when people, upload or download with a certain thing, like, it's that little... Like, that goes on to the end of it.
Like, Disney karaoke's have that, too.
Yeah, like, it was funny. Like, I wrote down WTF at end.
Me too!
Video, she probably ripped it from. It had like that little green One Media thing lighting up in the background.
One Media, that's it. The One Media, that's it. So that was another. That's another mixing thing though, because the mixer should have cut that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, thank you for reminding me, because like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense then. But overall, I enjoyed it. Because I love Hilary Duff. She got a lot of criticism like for her singing, but she has a. Like, her songs have a good range to it, which I don't know why people criticize when we got all these, like, linear people out there making the big bucks, but I digress. Next.
Oh, is that me? Oh, I knew that. The order tonight is all, like, messing with my head. I thought this was pretty, but a little too soft and airy for my liking. Especially in the choruses, like, I wasn't, like, Ambi mentioned the head and chest break. I wasn't so much a fan of that switch right in the middle of the chorus, because, like, I guess for me, when I hear a song, I tend to think of choruses being a bit more, like, usually a bit more powerful or, like, a bit more, like, louder in volume. And in this song, it almost felt like it went the other way, because it sounded like you got a little weaker because you were using your head voice instead of your chest voice. And I wish you could have, like, I guess belted with your chest on some of the chorus notes, because it sounded a little soft and airy for my liking. And overall, the song was a little soft for my liking. I know you've been working with Beloved, but I think it was a little too much for this song, since it's not quite an airy song. But overall, I liked it. Just... be careful with the airy thing. And yeah, that's all I had. Zell?
OMG, I actually know this song for some of it.
I'm amazed that she
Disney.
Knows as much.
Another
like, she was all like worried, and like, this is the third one she actually knows.
Good job, Zell.
Partial recognition.
I feel a little happy now. Like, you have no idea. I'm such a good weeb. Okay. I would have liked more power on your courses, or at least when you started, when the world comes down, because at least I remember it, she comes a little bit stronger there, and I think that goes with Jeffra's note. I would have liked more energy slash emotion. Two Aries slash not full as can be slash head voice question mark. Pretty vocals. Background vocals were kind of pretty distant for me, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating a lot of what you guys are saying. And I share this note with Rain. WTF at end.
They're WTF twins. They're WTFTs.
That could be taken in a different way.
Yes.
It's better than WTFers.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, Valk. I basically just have to... All my notes were things that everyone said. The noise afterwards mixed a little too loud. And my biggest thing was, again, the switch between head and chest. But it was my place that it killed it for me was on the let the rain. Because that rain should have been, like, the strongest, like, thing. Because that's the very first line of the chorus. Like, you needed to punch it and it'd be like, let the rain. Because you would just, like, the rains were really, really weak. And it just kind of, like, you were waiting for it to build. And then, you like, it was like, build, build, fail. So, like, that was my biggest thing was the break on rain. Like, the other stuff wasn't as big a deal for me as that rain.
Oh, that's the lyrics, right? When the rain at the world?
Okay. Let the rain fall down.
Okay, so
let it wash away. And I want to feel the thunder. Yeah, let the rain. There might have been, okay, there was world in there somewhere, but it like the recurring one is let the rain.
Okay.
No, okay. I know. Yeah. All right. Then if we're all done, moving on to our next contestant, and that is Rochelle Yalar.
Ooh la la.
What is she, French?
I don't know, but I don't know why you said Rochelle Yalar.
Found myself today. and I will be strong, even when it all goes wrong. When I'm standing in the dark, I'll still believe. No, I won't give up, and I won't break down. Sooner than it seems, life turns around. And I will be strong, even when it all goes wrong. When I'm standing in the dark, I'll still believe. Someone's watching over, someone's watching over, someone's watching over me.
And that was Rochelle. I keep screwing her name every time with the L's. That was Rochelle with Someone's Looking Over Us. Typo in my notes. Someone's Watching Over Me by Hilary Duff.
Back to back Duff.
Yes, cool. And I bet Rain is happy in his corner somewhere. Never mind. Rochelle, I thought this was a very nice change and a nice stylistic switch up from your last couple rounds, because I know, well, she's been doing a lot of belty, upbeat kind of stuff as of late, and this was a nice tender song and a nice change for that. I thought your emotion was nice. And I liked your overall build throughout the song. That was good. The part I wasn't so fond of with the build, though, was that in some of the beginning, it was a little shaky for me, and I think that's because you weren't, like, putting, like, enough oomph into it, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you don't, like, if a note is hard to hit and you don't, and you want to, like, soften it up, it comes hard to hit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. I personally know exactly what you're talking about.
It's not, like, especially in the first chorus, it's not... She was having a hard time staying, like, soft and mellow while still, like, hitting those harder notes. But I thought the build was nice, and your belting at the end was a nice improvement over last week. There was an occasional sour note here and there, slightly flat, but overall I thought this was good, Rochelle. Nice. I like this better than your last week for me, so good job. Rizal, go.
Damn, a Hillary does something I don't know. From old days. Okay. But I do know it's from a movie. I think it's from a movie. Let's see.
Oh, raise your voice.
What? I think so. For me, this was something that just, like, threw me off, was the back vocals were awkward, high sounding, like they were very heady, or were those her back? Was that her in the back vocals, or was that the
I doubt it. Rochelle has hard time with the background vocals, so.
Okay.
No, it was definitely, like, not her.
Okay, they sounded very iffy either way. I thought you had nice, strong vocals for this song. I thought you had good energy and emotion. I picked up a few iffy pitches, but that's about all I really have. Ambi?
Yeah, Rochelle, I have to agree on, like, the nice vocals. And I thought you had some really nice, like, little dynamics with the way that you played with some of your words. But I feel like there could have been a little bit more energy with it, and you could have even gone a little bigger with some of the dynamics. Like, I think you need to make a little bit more firmer choices with things, because, like, you made a choice, but I think you should have gone, like, a bam with them. And, like, a mixing note, I would have liked a little bit more reverb on your vocals, because I felt like the background was a little bit more reverby than your vocals were, and they didn't, like, mesh as well together as they should have. I don't know. That's just a me thing. I'm a reverb whore, so, I know you used to be back in the day. Don't deny your reverb horror inside of you, Rochelle. Don't deny it.
Part of your world.
And then other than that, the only thing was I thought some of the belting notes near the end were a little stressed, but not too terrible. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty good job. I thought, yeah, I really like, my personal favorite was, like, the little things that you did playing with the song, with the words and such. Rain. I almost said Jeffers, because I'm used to saying Jeffers.
This could sound odd, but I kind of disagree a little bit, Ambi. Gasp. I don't feel like, or like, again, when it comes to energy, I'm like, the song's actually very, I almost said melodramatic for some reason. That's the wrong term. It's very, like, mellow and soft, and, like, I feel like too much energy would have, like, maybe corrupted. Yeah, my brain's a little scattered after what just happened, but whatever. I like the emotion to it, but I felt like the volume fluctuated a little too much. Because, like, and it sounded like it was recorded in pieces, and, like, because it would go from one verse, and then all of a sudden it would just be like, louder, taper off. Louder, taper off. I don't know if anyone else picked up on that, but I happened to, and I could be hearing things again. Pass.
Done?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see. In that case, up next is Genesis.
Told you I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends. Well, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversations. This is an SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two, and I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I've led. It's a call I'll never get. So this is where the story ends, huh? A conversation on I am. Well, I'm done with texting. Sappy dud and miscommunication. Oh! Ooh, this is an SOS. Don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two, and I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I've led. It's a call I'll never get. Next time I see you, I'm giving you a high five. Cause hugs are overrated, just FYI. Ooh, this is an SOS. Don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two. Yeah! This is an SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two, and I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I've led. It's a call I'll never get. Not paying for that.
And that was Genesis, Jeffers, with SOS from the Jonas Brothers from their 2007 album, Jonas Brothers. Yeah, okay. CJC, you survived this week. You were freaking out about it. I was kind of hoping for Jesse McCartney, but this is good too. I don't think I've ever heard you self-harmonize, or I don't hear you do it often, or in this style. Well, of course not this style. I thought you had some nice dynamic and levels and played around with, I don't know the song, but from what I can pick up, that you play with some of the parts. I would have liked you to do something with the back vocals. I don't know if it was more reverb, panning, or whatnot. It just sounded a little weird. It could have been mixed a little bit differently, I guess. Not paying for that, I would have liked a slightly better delivery on that. People who know the song better, go.
That was actually completely ad-lib, Zell.
Yeah, it's not even in the song.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was my favorite part. I laughed at that because honestly, JC, I was not a big fan of this, like, at all. Like, I give you props for attempting to self-harmonize, but there was this one section in it, and I don't know the song enough to, like, point out the exact section.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Jeffers knows what I'm talking about. Clashing. The harmonies were not correct at all. It was just one little section, and every time he did it, repeated, and it just sounded like oil and vinegar. Oil and water. Oil and water. Oh, oil and vinegar. Oil and vinegar, too. I put that on my salads.
Emulsified.
Yeah. But there was just this one section, and every time you got through it, it did that. And then there were times when I thought you were just going way too over the top and, like, cheesy with the acting that you were doing with it. Like, the whole, like, section was like, what is going on? And I just felt it was really all over the place. And I know I've told you in the past, like, I like you when you do character stuff, but that's only on actual character songs. Like, I don't like that you took this not character song and turn it into a character-y song. It just didn't work for me. Rain?
Hey. SOS. I didn't like it when the Jonas Brothers sang it, simply because you can't understand a dang word they're saying, because they go so So I felt it was kind of interesting to actually know what the heck was actually being sung. some of my technical notes are, the harmonies didn't blend. Like, I agree. Like, it's just, actually, I really didn't even feel like there were harmonies. I felt like they were the same, like, it was the melody.
They were harmonies.
They were harmonies, but I don't
have notes on that.
I don't think they were, like, as the harmony lines weren't as drastically different enough. Like, they just were a bad harmony clash choice.
Yeah, that's why it sounded like it was just the same voice to me. But I just felt didn't blend. This is not a comedic song. It's an angry song, which I said that the anger emotion's good, but it's not comedic. And there were a lot of comedic moments, which goes back to Ambie's note about the character voices to character songs and keeping non-related. There was a lot of sliding, not a lot, but there was a couple moments of sliding, and it was just sour. I'm a little neutral about this one. I mean, I did not like it, but I did not like it.
Triple negatives.
So I'm very neutral about it. And go, Jeff.
Ooh boy, I have a lot of notes on this one. First note. First note, love you, JC. I apologize for making you sing Disney pop. Because you're like, for
email.
Okay, and my next note was, ooh, I feel your pain on this song, because I covered this for Love Me, and Nation covered this for Sing It 8, and I have yet to hear anyone, like, pull this song off. This is a hard song to, like, sing good. I, like...
It's sing well.
Whatever. Whatever. I liked your compression on your echoed parts in your verses. Mixing-wise, your harmonies were... okay. The first chorus, I was like, whoa, harmonies kind of sketch, because they were mixed kind of funky, and they were a little off-sync at times, and usually I tend to, like, put a different compression on the background one, so they're, like, pushed farther back into the mix, and I think they could have been a little softer too, but the part Ambie was talking about was the walking on broken glass part line in the chorus. That harmony was, like, I think improv, because, like, it's supposed to be I'm walking on broken glass but he did something like a lower, I guess, because it wasn't his range, but it didn't sound very good on that. And then the very beginning of each chorus, the oohs were supposed to be higher, well, in the original anyway, and it sounded kind of different not hearing that. This was really funny, but I don't know if it was a good funny or not. This was like the Return of Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride, Jenna said.
I was just thinking that.
Poor guys are gonna love that show.
Oh god.
I'll tell you about that one later.
And you're
I waited.
And your bridge had a little strange timing, but that's a hard section to time. I liked it, but not as much as a lot of other things tonight. So yeah, that's not a great thing. But we shall see. We still have a couple more people left tonight. Yeah, I think it was more of a song choice, Genesis. I think I think this was not a good song choice. Because this is very rocky, and you at Genesis, you don't strike me as a rocker, per se.
Should have gone with Jesse McCartney.
I think Jesse's too high for him, though, because he has the same range as me, and I can't sing Jesse.
But you can alter the range for Jesse and still sound good with how his singing style is, except when he goes working rap.
Yeah, as long as there's not... Like, on this, if it was too high for him, he could have always altered the track, because he added his own vocals, so there weren't, canned vocals on it that get distorted, so he could have changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I hear crickets, and so I guess we're moving on then to Omi Pride 09.